We try to usually say something that has to do with the Inyana Diyomo. So how exactly do we make July 4th relevant to any halachic sugya? Any ideas? So I thought of a good idea today. And that idea is the following. Many people do not like to watch the fireworks just through their window if they happen to be so lucky to live somewhere where they can see it out the window. They choose to go out to the beach, to Riverside Drive, wherever it is, to go see the fireworks, right? It's not good enough to see it through the window, correct? So, how does halacha view eyesight? How do we look at glasses in halacha? How do we look at windows in halacha? What exactly is the status of seeing something through another mechanism? And we'll see in a minute exactly what we're talking about. The Gemara says, in Brachos Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says as follows, Erva ba'ashashis. A person obviously is not allowed to daven in front of an erva. If there's a woman who's improperly dressed, or there's a man for that matter also who's improperly dressed, okay, whatever that means. So a person has to be careful that he cannot say a bracha in front of such a situation. Says the Gemara, why? What do you mean? There's something that's being mafsik. There's a glass in front of this erva. Let's say I see the erva, I see a woman who's improperly dressed behind the glass. Why can I not daven? There's a hepsik, there's like a wall in between. Says the Gemara, no. Bottom line, sof hakam eschazim. The bottom line is that it says, lo yir v'cha ervas davar, I'm not allowed to look at an erva. The bottom line is that I'm looking. So, therefore, I would not be allowed to daven if there was an erva behind the glass. Says from here, the Rajba writes in Brachas on Dafnun Gimel, that you see from here, a halacha l'maisa. If, let's say, on Matzah Shabbos, a person needs to look at a candle in order to make Bari Mari Ha'esh, and he looks at the candle through a window. He's not close enough. He can hear somehow. But he looks at the candle through a glass. Or, for example, you have a menorah on Hanukkah. A lot of times people put menorahs in a glass box. So let's say, for some reason, you're nervous of a fire, so you put the ner for Havdalah behind the glass box. So can I use that? Oh, 1 second, we're going to get to that. So may I make a big discussion in the Acharonim. So may I make a bar me'ar ha'esh when I see the light through the glass? So says the Rashba, you see from that Gemara by Erva that it's considered seeing when I'm looking through a glass. So therefore the Rashba says, by bar me'ar ha'esh as well on Matzah Shabbos, I'm allowed to make a bracha even if I only see it through a glass. I don't see it directly. Oh, so we'll get to all this in a minute. Based on this, the halachas ketanos makes a psak as well. If a person wants to read from a Sefer Torah, and we know that when he gets an aliyah, he's supposed to look along or read along. So we know a person is only able to see through his glasses, let's say. But if I take my glasses off, I can't read. Right here, I can't see what it says if I don't wear my glasses. So says the halachas ketanos that we see from this Rashba, from this Gemara, that a person who wears glasses to enhance his vision, that is considered a riyah, because that's no different than seeing through a glass. So I'm looking through my glasses. Therefore, says the halachas ketanos, I do not have to take my glasses off when I'm getting an aliyah. I'm able to look through the glasses. The Shulchan Yaakov has an interesting tshuva, which is quoted in the Pische Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch. The following, we know that the halacha is, based on the Gemara Mitzvahs Chalitza and Mesachas Yevamos, that a dayan who is watching, who is officiating, a chalitza has to see the woman spit in front of the man. You have to actually see the spit come out of the woman's mouth and land in front of the husband, in front of the oven. Obviously, you don't spit on the oven, as we all know. You spit in front of it. So they have to see that activity actually happen. What?
It's no fun, right?
It's no fun, but okay, whatever. Sometimes things aren't so much fun. So the Shvus Yaakov has a shiloh. What if you have a dayan who doesn't have a good eyesight? So we know that the Gemara says if you have a summa be'eno achas, if you have a dayan who's blind in one eye, he's not good enough for chalitza. He cannot do a chalitza. Why? Because the pasuk says v'yarka le'enei hazkenim. She has to spit in front of the eyes of this kenim. So ask the Shvus Yaakov, maybe I should say a dayan who needs glasses, who doesn't have a naturally good eyesight, maybe that's considered not real eyesight. Maybe we should pasul him for a chalitza. Imagine how you're going to find 3 rabbanim that don't have glasses. Good luck to you. So anyway, so he has this shaila, and he comes out over there l'maisa that we kikul. We can say even if a dayan wears glasses, and that's the only way that he's able to see the woman spitting in front of the oven, that's still considered eyesight based on this Gemara by Erva, based on this Rashba that applies it as well to Bari Mari Ha'ish. As you mentioned, the Ber Heitiv quotes in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Chav Vav, what's the story with Kiddush Levana? He says, let's say the discussion begins like this. Let's say you have a Levana which is covered over by clouds. So the Ber Heitiv writes to the Acharonim say, you are not supposed to say Kiddush Levana when it's covered over by clouds. Even if you see some shine of the moon, that's not good enough. You have to see the actual Levana. Says the Ber Heitiv, what if it's Niskasa B'av Dak, the Kalash, let's say it's only a light cloud. You can actually see the moon through the clouds because the clouds are not so heavy. They're not so strong. So says the Ber Heitiv, obviously in such a case, you would be permitted to say Kiddush Levana when the moon is only hidden behind a very thin layer of clouds. Then says the Berahetiv, what would be the halacha if, let's say, I can't see the Levana without my glasses? Same shaila. So he wants to know, is that going to be sufficient for me to be considered Roya Salavan? Says the Berahetiv, I'm sorry, if you can't see without your glasses, that's not called Roya Salavan. Berahetiv, bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone can look it up. So the top thought goes.
Is he called
what? Oh, so you're saying for a mum, for a baal mum, maybe we should say a person who wears glasses is a baal mum for the Beis HaMikdash. Big shayla, which is a lot of nafkaminas for this. We'll see one thing at a time. So that's the Berahetiv. The Shari Tshuva writes on the side, what are you talking about? Excuse me, we have this Gemara by Erebah Shoshes that seeing through a glass is considered seeing. We have this Rajba that says by Bari Mari Ha'esh, if you see the light through the glass, that's also considered seeing. Says the Shari Tshuva, I'm not sure what the Berahetiv is talking about. Obviously, if you see the moon through your glasses, that's considered a re'iyah chashuva, that's considered good enough. But he says, maybe you should be machmer and you shouldn't look at it through a window. Maybe you should try your best to go outside and not look through a window. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know where you got that from. Why don't we say the same way you're allowed to look in your glasses, so too you're allowed to look through the window. What is the Shari Tshuva talking about? Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if for some reason a person wants to sit inside and say Kiddush Levana when he sees the moon through the window, that's certainly good enough. Yeah.
I mean, the glasses are not in any way reconstructing the image. I mean, you could say that their air particle would be mafsik. I mean,
right.
it's just magnifying it.
Yeah, so we'll get to a magnifying glass in a second, a microscope in a second. Let's.
I think it's really not really seeing the moon, you're really just seeing a reflection of the sun.
Which is another point. That the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Daleh does say, let's say Adam see the moon, they cannot, if they only see the moon through a glass, the Gemara says, or through the river. Let's say they see a direct reflection in the river, they're not able to give Eidus on Kiddush HaChodesh. That's a Mefurish Gemara. So many are bothered. Where do you draw the line? Do you say that seeing a reflection or seeing through a glass is not good or it is good?
A TV monitor.
So one second. So let's go Hakala Kalkil. Let's go one thing at a time. So the Shari Tshuva also writes in our Chaim Simon Reish Chav Dalet, which is all about Birchas Ariya. Let's say I see a melech, I'm supposed to make a certain bracha. If I see a Talmud Chacham, I make a bracha. Says the Shari Tshuva, obviously if I see them through a glass, the same way I was matur by Kiddush Levana, so too I'm matur. If I see a melech or a Talmud Chacham through a glass or through my glasses, I'm allowed to make a bracha as well. Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky takes it a step further, and he says, the same would apply if I have every 28 years, if I'm not mistaken. Berachas Chacham is 28 years. So I don't have to, everyone makes a whole big ceremony, goes out into the streets, everyone goes crazy. So he says, why go into the streets? You can stand in the shul, look through the windows, and that's good enough. Why do I have to make a big ceremony? So it just so happens to be, it's not so easy to see the sun through all the shuls, through all the windows. Not every shul has that opportunity. But he says that he doesn't see anything wrong with doing such a thing as well. Tiferes Yisrael writes on the Goyim, another application where he discusses, we know that you need a Kohen to look at a Neged Saras in order that he should say whether, he should determine whether or not this is considered a Neged Saras. So he writes that let's say you have an old Kohen, and this Kohen can no longer see so well without his natural eyes, and now he has to wear glasses. Now we have young people who also have glasses, but apparently in his days, only the older men wore magnifying glasses. I don't know if they had...
Just not a brio.
So he says, now, what would be the halacha if you have a Kohen who can't actually see it with his own eyes, with his natural eyes, and he has to look through some other device in order to see the nega? So is that considered seeing or not? So he says that maybe you should say we should be machmir, he's not sure, he's back and forth about it. But then he says, I'll bring you a raya. The Achronim say that you're allowed to look in a Sefer Torah through your glasses. You're allowed to do Kiddush Levana through the window and through your glasses. So he says, I don't see any reason why this should be any different. Then he says, nope, maybe I'm mistaken, because we do know that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph, that a person who sees Eidus Kiddush HaChodesh through some other mechanism of eyesight, meaning he sees it through his glasses or through a window or through a reflection on the river, so the Gemara says that's not going to be good enough. So it could be, says that the Tiferes Yisrael, it could be by a Neged Saras, where a person has to look very carefully, and it makes a big difference exactly what the details are of the Nega, exactly how it looks. Is it white? Is it this color, that color, this shade? So he says it could be over there. There's a little more room to be machmir, because you have to have some sort of very specific eyesight. You have to have a very specific look. It's like a Mara Venida, the same thing, right? When you have Maras that a Rav has to look at, sometimes it's very difficult to discern exactly what the different shades of color are. There are whole courses in Shemush on how to train your eyes, how to look carefully at a Mara for a Nida. So therefore, the Tiferes Yisrael writes, it could be there's room to be Machmir. My father showed me this afternoon a tshuva from Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, that he has a chiddush, that he has two chiddushim. Chiddush number one, he says, is that Bizman HaZed is a din of Aliyah L'Regel as well, that a person, Liras Pnei Hashem, there's a chiyah, not a chiyah, but if a person finds himself within Tesvav Mil of Yerushalayim, so he should go on Yontav at some point and look at the Makam HaMikdash, look at the Ritzbas HaAzar. which is a big chiddush in the first place, because the simple understanding, the Snechemet quotes a letter from Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, that what's Aliyah L'Regel all about? The Torah never tells us what we're supposed to look at, right? Yira's Pnei, Yira calls the Chorcha, what are they supposed to see? Yira Yira, the Gemara says, what am I supposed to look at? So he quotes a letter from Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, the Snechemet writes, that you're supposed to look at when the Kohanim pick up the parochas, pick up the curtains that were in the way, and now you look at the Kohanim squeezing the Lechem Apanim, and you look at the Kruvim hugging each other, so that's what Yira Yira. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is to look at all the nisim that the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us. So Rabbi Kiva Schlesinger is understanding, no, that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is just to look at the Beis HaMikdash, to look at the Ritzpas HaAzara at some point over Yom Tov, whenever you get the chance. So he says, Chiddush number one is that Bizman HaZeh, there's a mitzvah to go and look at the Makom HaMikdash, which many have a chumrah, many go. Chiddush number two that he has in the tshuva is that a person has to take his glasses off when he goes to look at the Ritzpas HaAzara, and he says, this is what I used to do. He used to go every Yom Tov. Can I get all the Achronim? He used to go.
How many years ago did he write that?
From Kiva Schlesinger, it's less than 100 years ago.
Could be the pshat of your eyes now, it could be like glasses are considered part of your normal eyesight.
Right, that's what
maybe that would be different already now. I don't know.
100 years ago they had glasses. So that's what he says. You're right. He had the same glasses we had, and he argues that, no, I think you should take your glasses off, there's makom to be makom. So this is with regard to glasses. Now let's look at the flip side. What about looking at something through a microscope? Is that considered vision in halacha or not? We know that some people get very serious when they're looking at an esrog. They look with a microscope. So what's the real story with looking through a microscope? I'm not starting off with anybody.
It's a magnifying glass.
Right. I'm sorry. A magnifying glass. That's correct. So a microscope or a magnifying glass. So is that considered riyah b'halacha? Do we recognize something that is only visible through a microscope or through a magnifying glass? So there are a couple of places in Chumash where we find that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time figuring out a specific din. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to him and he says, Zelecha Atame, for example, right? A couple of places. By Machzis HaShekel. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't understand what Machzis HaShekel is. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes with the Matbei Shalesh and he shows it to him. And we have another example by Shratzim. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out exactly what's a Mintahar, what's a Mintame. Comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, Zelecha Atar. This is Zelecha Atame. This is exactly what's a Mintahar, what's a Mintame. He shows him exact replicas of the animals, exactly what he should Paskin La'alacha, what's Kasha and what's Trey. Then we find another case by Kiddush HaKadosh. The Ribbono Shel Olam shows him HaKadosh HaZelachem. Hazer Rashi says on Chumash, it means the Ribbono Shel Olam showed him a moon and he said exactly like this. By the menorah, also the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't figure out how to make a menorah, so the Ribbono Shel Olam showed him a menorah shalesh. So all of the Mefarshim are bothered. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu figured out how to make every picture in Erevin, going over every highway and under every bridge. That he can figure out. In Hilchos Rivas, he had no problem figuring out, and all the cases in Yevamos, which are so difficult, he was able to draw out all the stories. But to figure out how to make a menorah, he can't figure it out. To figure out a Machzis HaShekel, he can't fathom what type of Machzis HaShekel the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. So everyone's bothered with this kasha. So it's famous that the Brisker Rav gives some sort of answer, that the Brisker Rav writes that, no, by these five things, it had to be exactly like this. Like by Kiddush HaKodesh, he says, the moon had to look exactly so. So Moshe Rabbeinu can conjure up in his mind what he thinks Kiddush HaKodesh should look like, but if the Ribbono Shel Olam says it has to be exactly like this, so then anything less than exactly like this is not good enough. So that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam had to show him, Kiddush HaKodesh. What's with Min Tameh? Why do you have to show him the different types of animals, the different shratim? So over there also, the Brisker Rav says some sort of explanation, a very complicated explanation, which is really Machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, and he says, not so simple exactly how to explain my shratim. I think the simple answer is, I said this to my father, and he thought it was a great chiddush. I think the simple answer, why did Ribbono Shel Olam have to come and say, Zeh Lecha HaTameh? This is exactly the Min Tameh. So he said, I suggested that I think the answer might be that we do not recognize in Halacha anything that is not visible. Zelecha Atame, meaning it has to be tangible, it has to be visible. If it's not tangible, if it's not a zeh, if it's not something that I could point to with my finger, then that's not a mintame. That's possibly the chiddush, why the Ribbono Shel Olam had to come and show him what's a mintar, what's a mintame, to tell him that halacha, that we do not recognize something that's not visible halacha, that's not considered in our radar screen. Where do we find that in halacha? Rav Moshe writes, most obviously, in Ebn Ezra, Rav Moshe writes that there were those who wanted to say that maybe we should say that vinegar is aser ba'achilim. How can that be? What do you mean vinegar is asam b'achila? So some wanted to argue, because how does vinegar become vinegar from wine? How does it happen? The wine ferments. How does the wine ferment? There are microorganisms that are in the wine. There are certain types of bacteria, microorganisms that are eating up the wine. And then after a while it spoils enough or changes the whatever it is, the contents enough. I don't know enough about winemaking, but it sounds like it. The bugs are what make all the difference, and they turn it into vinegar. They spoil the wine, they turn it into vinegar. So says Rav Moshe, there were those that wanted to say that obviously there are bugs in here, because otherwise how to turn it into vinegar. So there were those who wanted to say you're not allowed to drink vinegar. Rav Moshe says it's crazy, it's apikorsus. He says because the pasuk says in Chumash that vinegar is asur for a nazir to drink, meaning that for everybody else who's not a nazir, vinegar is obviously mutter. So Rav Moshe says the svar pshuta is obviously vinegar is mutter. So then he says, so why is it mutter? What do you mean there are bugs in there? Says Rav Moshe, because I can't see anything. Anything that I can't see is not considered here. So he says, any time when I have bugs, and I know there are bugs in there, because otherwise there was no way that it turned into vinegar. Since I have no recognition with my eyes to see the bugs in there, I do not have to recognize that. La'alachan, Rav Moshe says, that's why vinegar is mutter. He says, la'nitna tar l'malchay asharis. We're not, that's a Gemara Brachos, different places. The Torah wasn't given to Malachim, and I can't take into account something that I can't see with my own eyes.
Yeah. Does C include using a very powerful microscope or using glasses?
No. What do you mean?
Glasses. You break it with your glasses and you can't see it. So
that's what we just said. Glasses, like you argue, glasses make your vision considered a natural vision. Glasses bring your eyes back to a natural state, right? Glasses make your vision 20/20. Any eye doctors in here? I don't think glasses give you a better vision than you could have naturally had. Is that correct?
No, you could, but not very much better.
Okay. It could. So generally, glasses are to restore our eyesight to be a normal vision of a person. But magnifying glasses is to go above and beyond that. Microscope is to go beyond it. So that's the difference. That's where Moshe is true. Tiferes Yisrael writes, interesting, in Hilchas Dagim, this is quoted in the Darkei Teshuva LaHalacha in Simon Pei Beis in Yerubea. What's the din? What is Machshir a dog? How do we have a kosher fish? It has to have fins and scales. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, what's the halacha? If I know it has fins only because I see it on a microscope, but I can't see them. Fins or scales, whatever it is. So he says, what if I can't see them, and the only way I could see them is through a microscope? There are such fish like this.
Microscope or magnifying glass?
Both, same. So the Tiferes Yisrael argues, no, that's not considered a kosher fish. Why? Because if I can't see it with my own eyes, that's not considered visible. That's not considered fins and scales, because that's not something that I'm clear to recognize. Now getting to the Esrog, the Magen Avraham himself quotes in Tafresh Memches, B'Shem the Ma'bid, that an Esrog is kosher, and even though I can take a magnifying glass and find some sort of nick in the Esrog, says the Magen Avraham, we do not recognize those type of psulim that I cannot see with my naked eye. Or with my glasses, obviously. He says that I do not have to take a magnifying glass. Everyone can look it up on their own. Not starting up with anybody. And everyone could be machmer however they want. But Lemaisa, in the Magen Avraham himself, on Shulchan Aruch, he writes this sap b'shem the Ma'bid, that a person is not mechuyev to take a magnifying glass, and he's not mechuyev to look, because anything further than what your eye can see is not considered visible lahalacha, and that would not passel an esrog at all.
Same thing holds with water.
What?
Water.
Water. So you're asking, what's with the bugs in the water? So the real answer is that the bugs in the water in New York City are visible. If you look long enough, you see things moving. I'm telling you. If you look long enough, you'll see things moving. What? Yeah, you can actually... What was that?
The answer seems to pass you that all you can see is a dot. As long as you see a dot, and knowing you see more, that's enough to make it look.
You're talking about by the water?
I'm talking about by the
water. Just a dot.
You
don't have to see legs.
You even see a... You don't see legs, but you see a dot moving. You can see a dot moving. Right. So that's what many of the poskim said about the water. One last... Thank you. That is correct. One last example is, we know that there's a halachal moshe misina, the Gemara says, Shabbos daf chavches, halachal moshe misina, that the tefillin have to be exactly square. Right? Everybody knows that tefillin have to be exactly murabos. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says if they're not exactly square, let's say they're rectangles, possible the evit. Right? Everyone should keep this in mind. If your tefillin are not square, possible the evit. And the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should be careful that his tefillin should be very square to make sure that if there is any, if there is ever a noticeable shave off the top and they become a little bit circled, he says a person should be careful to go and have them fixed, because this is something that's me'akev the evit. This halacha ma'ashim misina. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Halicha Shlomo. What if I happen to, my father said he gets a shiloh all the time from dentists, because apparently dentists are used to looking at teeth in a very careful way, and they could see exact measurements or something. I don't know, maybe architects are the same way. But there's a dentist who came to my father, he said, I look around the shul every day, I see people's tefillin, it's impossible that they're square. I have a certain eyesight, I'm able to see things that are not square. They're not like everybody else's tefillin. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes clearly that if the only way that I can tell, let's say I'm not a dentist, I'm a regular person, and I don't have this extra special eyesight, I think my tefillin looks square. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that if I think my tefillin are square, and the only reason to assume they're not is because once I take them under a microscope or magnifying glass, I see that they're not exactly square. He says that is still considered square for the halacha l'moshe misina. A person does not have to change his tefillin just because he looked under a magnifying glass and he sees they're not perfectly square. That's good enough. Rav Moshe even writes in a tshuva, Rav Moshe writes the same thing, and Rav Moshe ends off in a tshuva, he says, L'u pela masha amar echa b'shem marna griz. He says, I don't understand what someone said b'shem the Brisker Rav. Sheyesh Maila Limda B'Kli Mida. He says, someone told me b'shem the Brisker Rav that you should go with a ruler and make exact calculations exactly. So Rav Moshe says, I can't understand why the Brisker Rav said that. If it's not visible to the naked eye, if I think that it looks square and I'm a reasonable person, something that usually has my balance, I don't know, I guess you have to be a balanced personality, but if I'm a person who's not bipolar and I think that my balance is usually pretty straight, so then I can assume that my tefillin are square and I don't have to go checking with a microscope. This is just a little bit about the nafka minis for tonight. You have to actually go outside and see the fireworks straight outside from the boardwalk, or can you even look from inside your ass? I think the Pesach Halacha L'maisa should be based on all the makars, so you could probably look through the glass as well.